young kids gathering. Their heroes were in town. A heavy metal rock group that made a monstrous sound. The kids were drinking alcohol. Some were laying in the street. There wasn't one among them happy. They looked like soon-to-be slaughtered sheep. Who's really free? One who's blind or one who sees? Who's really free? Is it you or is it me? In cities like Los Angeles, the runaways flock downtown to sell their teenage bodies and buy what drugs are going round. It's a free society. That's the excuse their parents give for the aimlessness of modern youth and the suicidal life they live. Who's really free? One who's blind or one who sees? Who's really free? Is it you or is it me? But in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, there's a life of regulation, an alternative to this mess. The devotees rise up early, 2 hours before sunrise, to bathe and dress and chant names of God, and this way become wise to a higher goal of life than to simply waste one's breath. The goal is to serve Krishna and get free of birth and death. Who's really free? One who's blind or one who sees? Who's really free? Is it you? Or is it me? But a hue and cry has broken out among some older folk. They say we're slaves and they are free, and what's even a sadder joke, the children who have come to us, they say must be released. From Krishna's grace to Maya's crush, their happiness will increase. The irony will be complete if the world must go to war. Freedom will dictate the kids must die to keep the enemy from the door. Who's really free? One who's blind or one who sees? Who's really free? Is it you or is it me?